Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Today's the day New York City is supposed to run out of vaccine temporarily, and the state's apparently about to run out too, as John Montone reports this morning. John?
Plenty of people are ready to roll up their sleeves. Unfortunately, says the governor,
we don't have enough supply. We don't.
Cuomo says vaccine sites are operating week to week.
And at this rate of supply, it takes 7.5 months to get enough vaccine for the currently eligible population.
And to make matters worse, the mayor tells us,
the Moderna vaccine, those deliveries have been delayed.
And here's more news no one wants to hear. Cuomo says odds are there will be a strain of COVID that is vaccine resistant. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
Well, there's also some good news for a change in the virus numbers, but also warnings that it could be temporary.
This is a second week of encouraging data trends, says the weekly report from Policy Lab Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. It says for much of the U.S., test positivity rates are down, and from Southern California to Arizona, the trend could indicate declines ahead. But the report says any optimism is cautious because there's evidence for increased virus spread in winter vacation destinations such as Vail, Park City, and Sun Valley.
That's correspondent Chuck Sieverts, and scientists are also warning that the vaccines available now may not be quite as effective against some of the COVID-19 mutations that have been turning up, although they're stressing that the vaccines are largely effective. COVID positivity rates in New York City public schools remain relatively low, but more schools are closing because of confirmed cases. As of yesterday, 373 buildings which had been offering in-person classes are now closed, most of them for 10 days. That doesn't include middle and high schools, which have been closed since November. The mayor says he expects the closures to subside as more teachers and staff get vaccinated. There's a plan for a new Port Authority bus terminal. If you live long enough, you might even get to visit it one day. Should be easy to find if you know where the current one is, as Glenn Shuck is here to tell us this morning. Glenn?
There have been talks and plans for years to finally upgrade or replace this now 70-year-old terminal. Governor Cuomo outlining in his State of the State last week that the plans were coming, and now published reports this morning that this new terminal will be built right on top of the existing one. Now, Andrew, coming in from New Jersey, actually couldn't believe it when I told him.
This is really seriously happening.
This new terminal will have off-street parking for buses and infrastructure for electric buses. Carl calls the terminal less than inviting because of the backlog of buses where they sit coming in here every day.
Sometimes I'll take the train on Fridays because I know the traffic is crazy, but if it gets too crazy, I'd rather take the train.
We will learn more from the Port Authority later today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here on 8th Avenue.
A man in his 50s was killed last night in a house fire in Rosedale, Queens. The fire department says that fire started just before midnight on the second floor of a house on 148th Avenue. It took them about 40 minutes to get it under control. There's no word yet on the cause. A medevac helicopter crashed into a farmer's field in western New York last night. It's believed that the three National Guardsmen aboard were killed. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter says the helicopter apparently had mechanical trouble.
There was calls of sputtering sounds of an engine, and that the aircraft was flying very low, more low than normal. And then shortly thereafter, reports of crash, the sounding of a crash, and of course, other reports that came in for the crash.
The UH-60 Blackhawk went down in Mendon, south of Rochester. Governor Cuomo has ordered flags on state buildings to be flown at half-staff today in memory of the three guardsmen who died. It's supposed to be hard to rob an armored car, but a crook in the Bronx didn't have to work too hard to steal $200,000 from a Brinks truck yesterday. A guard was unloading a bag of cash from the armored car when the crook came up, pushed the guard, grabbed the money, and ran away. The crook was caught on surveillance video, but he has yet to be caught by the NYPD. If you know where he is, the cops would appreciate a call. Somebody finally won the Powerball jackpot last night. One winning ticket sold in Maryland with a nominal value of $731 million, a lot less after lump sum and taxes, but still not a bad day's work. And tomorrow night, it's Mega Millions with a jackpot of $970 million. That could easily get up to $1 billion before the drawing. And the Nets finally got all their big guns on the court last night, but it was not a winning combination, at least not last night, as Mark Erne is here to lament this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, Brooklyn lost out in Cleveland in double overtime, 147 to 135. But, of course, the big story was the Nets' big three of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden all playing. And they combined for 96 points, 24 rebounds, and 23 assists, with Harden notching another triple-double. But Irving said they'd have traded all those numbers for a win.
Great stats. You know, those sound incredible for a first game out for a few great teammates, just first time touching the floor. But we're not so much consumed about what we can do. You know, we're more or less responsible for putting these pieces together and making it work.
And the team as a whole playing some defense. The Cavaliers' Colin Sexton, who pumped in 42 points, had 15 himself in that second OT, while the Nets had only 8. Mark Erne, 1010 Wins Sports.
A lawsuit's been filed against rapper Boogie Wit the Hoodie. It accuses Mr. Wit the Hoodie of causing more than $250,000 damage to a mansion in New Jersey, which he was renting for $10,000 a month. The suit claims, among other things, that he clogged the toilets, causing sewage to penetrate through the floors, damaging the ceilings below. No response yet from the defendant, who is 25 years old and hails from the Bronx. If, like many, you no longer feel at home on this planet, good news, you could be living on an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter sometime in the next 15 years. This, according to science, well, a scientist named Dr. Pekka Janhunen. He's from the Finnish Meteorological Institute in Helsinki. He says millions of people could live in mega satellites floating around the dwarf planet Ceres. There are some bugs to be worked out, including the time it takes to get to Ceres. Last time NASA sent a probe there, it took 8 years to get there, although they're working on an express route that will cut 2 hours off the trip. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.